Monday, April 19th.
And I'll be meditating today on something I read from a book called Trustful Surrender to Divine Providence. And the author is Father Jean-Baptiste Saint-Jour. He was a Jesuit priest from the 1500s. And this is what he wrote. It's a little long, but it's worth listening to. Quote, "Moreover, we learned from the principles of our faith and the teaching of the saints that often God himself, by his immediate action, withdraws the visible effects of his grace for purposes in accordance with his wisdom and goodness. How many persons who have become lukewarm and careless in their duties are roused by the awareness of God's absence and are able to regain the fervor they had lost. How many more have been led to the practice of the highest virtue by interior trials? Who can measure the degree of heroic virtue saints like Saint Ignatius, Saint Teresa, or Saint Francis de Sales attained by this means? We must consider it the action of a providence unceasingly attentive to the welfare of his children, who feigns to abandon them in order to rouse them from slumber, or increase their humility, self-distrust, and self-renouncement, their confidence in God, submission to his will, and perseverance in prayer. Hence, instead of allowing ourselves to become discouraged and faint-hearted under trials, which may seem to overwhelm us, let us act in the same way as we do when our bodies are sick. Consult a good doctor, a good spiritual director, and applying the remedies he advises, patiently await the effects that it pleases God to give. Everything is meant for our good, and such trials ought to be counted as special graces from God. Whether or not they are sent as a punishment for our sins, they come from him, and we should thank him for them, placing ourselves entirely in his hands. If we bear them with patience, we shall receive greater grace than if we were filled with a sense of fervent devotion." Unquote. There have been many times in my life where I've thought I'd been abandoned by God and he didn't hear me. And I got very angry at God and annoyed at God, but eventually found my way back to him. As I've gotten older, I've had less and less of those moments where I get angry and don't want to deal with God anymore. But I still sometimes feel as if he's abandoned me, and I need to realize that it's for my own good, because Jesus doesn't do anything that's not for our benefit. He's got a divine plan and a will that I need to follow, and it's not always the way I want it to be. So I'll be contemplating on how I react when those times occur, and hopefully I'll follow the same path that Father Jean-Baptiste Saint-Jour suggests. And I'll thank the Lord for these and wait to see the great graces that he provides. God bless.